This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're engaged. Congrats. But now you're probably knee-deep in wedding planning. And let's be honest, that shit can be a total freaking nightmare.
Oh, absolutely.
We're diving deep today into an episode of the Engaged AF podcast. And they're all about helping you not just survive wedding planning, but come out stronger as a couple on the other side.
Totally. This isn't about fluffy Pinterest bullshit.
Right.
It's about, you know, keeping your relationship rock solid while you navigate seating charts and vendors and all those crazy expectations.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things they talked about was that wedding planning is a two-player game, right? It's about teamwork. It's not about one person getting steamrolled while the other one turns into a bridezilla.
Exactly. And they had some really good strategies for making that teamwork actually work, starting with dividing and conquering those to-do lists.
Okay, I'm listening.
But it's not just about randomly splitting tasks. It's about, like, playing to your strengths.
Okay, so spill the tea. How do we do that? How do we divide and conquer without killing each other?
Well, the podcast suggests sitting down together and figuring out what each of you genuinely enjoys doing.
Right.
Like, are you a spreadsheet ninja? Own that budget. Does your partner, like, have a knack for design? Let them handle the decor.
Oh, that makes sense. So it's all about, like, you know, leveraging what you're each good at. So planning feels less like a chore and more like,
yeah,
hell yeah, I got this.
Exactly.
So basically, don't force someone who can't tell fuchsia from, you know, whatever, to check out the flower.
Right. And once you've divided those tasks, trust each other.
Okay.
Micromanaging is a one-way ticket to Resentmentville population. You too.
I can only imagine.
So Engaged AF is really big on giving each other space to shine.
Which makes sense, right? Yeah. Because no one wants a wedding that feels like it was planned by a committee, you know?
Yeah.
You want your personalities to come through.
Absolutely. It's your wedding, not some cookie cutter Pinterest board.
Ugh, preach.
And to keep things running smoothly, communication is key.
Ooh, communication is key. I like that.
It's those late night talks, you know?
Not just the sexy kind, although those are important too.
Of course, always make time for those.
No.
But in terms of wedding planning, you know, Engaged AF suggests having those, like, open and honest conversations about your priorities.
Makes sense.
What are your non-negotiables? Where are you both willing to compromise?
So a clear plan leads to, you know, fewer arguments and more time for enjoying being engaged.
Exactly. And speaking of enjoying being engaged, let's ditch the spreadsheets for a minute and talk about how to actually make this whole planning thing fun.
Okay, because yeah, spreadsheets and vendor calls are not exactly a recipe for, like, a good time.
Yeah.
So what did Engaged AF suggest? Give us the fun stuff.
Well, they're all about turning those to-dos into opportunities for connection and laughter.
Okay.
Like, remember those menu tastings we talked about? Instant date night.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
You know, they're all about turning these wedding planning tasks into opportunities to connect. So instead of just checking things off a list, use them as a chance to spend some quality time together.
Oh, so instead of stressing over, like, you know, flowers, we're sipping wine and stuffing our faces with cake samples.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to stop there.
Oh.
Turn playlist creation into a living room dance party. Get crafty with your centerpieces and laugh your asses off when things go wrong.
Wait, are you telling me we can, like, ditch the fancy calligraphy and make our own centerpieces?
Hell yeah. It's not just about saving money. It's about creating something unique and personal together.
And, you know, a few glue gun burns along the way. I'm into it.
Yeah, exactly.
But real talk, how do we find time for all this fun stuff when we're already drowning in to-dos?
Well, that's where the next bit of Engaged AF wisdom comes in. Date nights.
Okay.
And they're non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable, even when we're, like, drowning in vendor contracts and seating charts.
Especially then. Date nights are like oxygen for your relationship. It's a chance to reconnect and de-stress and remember why you said yes in the first place.
So we're talking less about, like, fancy dinners and more about just chilling, maybe in sweats, talking about something other than, you know, flowers and guest lists.
Exactly. It's about those simple moments of connection, even if it's just ordering takeout and watching Netflix together.
Makes sense.
It's a reminder that your relationship is the foundation. You know,
a foundation,
even in this crazy wedding planning world.
I'm sold. Date nights are officially back on the calendar. But let's be real. It's so easy to get sucked into the, like, vortex of Pinterest perfection and lose sight of what really matters.
Oh, yeah.
How do we avoid falling into that trap?
That's a great question, and it leads us to the next big point, keeping perspective. Because when you're bombarded with these images of impossibly perfect weddings, it's easy to start freaking out about things that didn't even matter to you before.
Oh my God, totally. Like, suddenly I'm like stressing over whether the napkins match the bridesmaids' dresses. It's insane.
It's a trap, and Engaged AF is all about helping you avoid it.
Okay, good.
They're big on laughing at the chaos, because honestly, shit's gonna happen.
Right.
You know, the cake might arrive late. Uncle Bob might get a little too enthusiastic at the open bar.
Old Uncle Bob, he's a wild card.
Always.
But seriously, how do we stay grounded when it feels like everything is just spinning out of control?
Well, first, remember, your wedding is not a competition. It's a celebration, and it should reflect your personalities, not someone else's idea of perfect.
So ditch the pressure to conform and just do our own thing.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to break tradition. Mm. You know, if you want to walk down the aisle tour, like Metallica, go for it.
Oh my God, I love that.
You know, if you want to ditch the formal dinner and have a food truck fiesta, do it.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad we're on the same page here.
It's your day.
It's our day.
Make it your own.
Okay. I'm feeling empowered. But what about all those other little things that could drive you crazy? Like, how do we handle the guest list without ending up in a family feud? And what about, like, finding vendors who aren't going to drain our bank account and drive us insane?
Those are great questions, and they lead us to the next part of our deep dive. We'll tackle those tricky topics and more right after a quip. Just kidding. We're just going to keep rolling with this badass advice.
Okay, let's talk honeymoon. We're all about escaping reality and basking in that newlywed bliss. But how do we plan a trip that doesn't suck the life out of us?
Well, Engaged AF suggests starting with an honest conversation about your expectations and, you guessed it, your budget.
Okay.
Do you picture, like, a relaxing beach vacation or a crazy backpacking trip?
Or something in between, maybe.
Right. And how much can you realistically afford to spend?
Because let's be real, after dropping a small fortune on the wedding, our bank accounts might be looking a little sad.
Exactly. So they stress setting a realistic budget and sticking to it. They also suggest getting creative with your destination.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more. Creative honeymoon destinations that won't break the bank. Go.
Think off-the-beaten-path destinations, shoulder season travel, you know, maybe even explore some hidden gems in your own backyard.
Ooh, I like that.
It's about prioritizing those experiences.
Okay. So, like, instead of jetting off to some overpriced island, we could, like, rent a cabin in the woods and spend our honeymoon hiking and stargazing.
Exactly. And don't forget about all those travel deals and, like, rewards programs.
Right.
You know, sign up for travel newsletters. There are all kinds of travel hacking strategies. You can score sweet discounts.
Okay. I'm feeling inspired, but with all this planning and all these decisions, I'm starting to feel overwhelmed again.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
How do we, like, keep our sanity intact throughout this whole process?
That is a great question, and it leads us to, honestly, the most important advice Engaged AF offers.
Mm.
Remember why you're doing this.
Yeah, okay. Remind me, why are we putting ourselves through this?
Right. It's easy to get lost in the details and the stress, but at the end of the day, this is about celebrating your love and starting your life together. You know, saying yes to forever with the person who makes your heart sing.
Okay, that's some seriously good advice. But, I mean, let's be real. Sometimes we need a little extra help staying grounded. What else do they suggest?
Well, they're really big on self-care.
Self-care, okay.
You know, we're talking bubble baths, meditation, maybe a long walk, anything that helps you de-stress and reconnect with yourself.
So basically, treat ourselves like the queens we are, even when we're like knee-deep in wedding planning chaos.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help from your partner, your friends, your family. You know, delegate tasks, lean on your support system. That is key to surviving this whole thing.
Okay, I'm feeling way more zen already. But what about after the wedding? Everyone talks about like the post-wedding blues. How do we avoid that? How do we keep the good vibes going?
That's a great question. And it leads us to the final chapter of our deep dive, where we'll explore how to transition from engaged life to married life.
Stay tuned, lovebirds. We're going to drop some truth bombs on how to make that happily ever after a reality.
All right, so we're back and ready to tackle those wedding planning landmines that can really test your relationship. Let's start with the guest list, because that shit can get messy real quick.
Oh my God, yes. You're trying to blend families and manage expectations and stay within budget, all while trying not to lose your goddamn mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a recipe for disaster. So how do we navigate this minefield without pissing everyone off?
Well, Engaged AF keeps it real. They
Right.
basically say, it's your day, not Aunt Mildred's. It's okay to set boundaries.
Sure.
They suggest, like, having an honest conversation with your partner and your families about what you envision for your wedding.
So we're talking less about inviting every third cousin twice removed and more about focusing on the people who truly matter.
Exactly. It's about creating a celebration that feels authentic to you, not a popularity contest. And if that means having a smaller, more intimate wedding, so be it. Quality over quantity, always.
I love that. Okay, so we've tackled the guest list from hell. Now let's talk about those money-sucking vampires known as wedding vendors. How do we find the right ones without going bankrupt or getting scammed?
First off, ditch the idea of finding the perfect vendor. It's more about finding the right fit for you. They suggest starting with research, reading reviews, and getting recommendations from other couples.
So it's like online dating, but for photographers and DJs. Swipe right for the one with the killer portfolio and the chill vibes.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. This is your chance to get a feel for their communication style, their experience, and their overall vibe. You're basically trusting these people with your dream wedding, so you want to make sure you're all on the same page.
Totally. Because the last thing you want is a photographer who's more interested in getting that perfect Instagram shot than capturing the real moments. Or a DJ who plays the chicken dance when you specifically asked for no cheesy music.
Right. It's about finding vendors who understand your vision and are just as excited about your wedding as you are. Yeah. And when you find those gems, hold on to them tight. They're going to be your partners in crime, your cheerleaders, and your sanity savers throughout this whole crazy process.
Okay, I'm feeling way more confident about tackling this vendor thing. But let's talk about the heart of the wedding, the ceremony itself. How do we make it meaningful and memorable without getting all sappy and traditional?
Engaged AF is all about ditching the cookie cutter ceremony and creating something that reflects your unique love story.
Okay. Love that.
They say the key is finding an officiant who really gets you, someone who can capture your personalities and create a ceremony that feels personal and authentic.
So we're talking less about stuffy religious readings and more about, like, telling our own story, maybe even cracking a few jokes.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to break tradition. If you want to write your own vows, do it. If you want to walk down the aisle to a rock anthem, blast it. It's your ceremony, so make it your own.
I love that. Okay. So the ceremony is sorted. Now let's talk about the party. How do we create a reception that's fun, festive, and, you know, totally us?
Engaged AF says it all starts with finding a venue that you love, a space that feels like you and can accommodate your guests comfortably. And they're big on thinking outside the box. Backyard weddings, museum receptions, rooftop parties, the possibilities are endless.
So basically, ditch the stuffy ballroom and find a space that speaks to our souls.
Exactly. And once you have your venue, it's time to focus on the fun stuff, the food, the drinks, the music. And again, they emphasize personalization. If you're foodies, create a menu that reflects your favorite cuisines. If you're music lovers, hire a band that plays your jam.
Okay, hold on. Are you telling me we can ditch the chicken cordon bleu and serve tacos and tequila shots? Because I'm so down for that.
Hell yeah. Engaged AF is all about breaking those stuffy wedding rules and doing what feels right for you. It's your party, make it legendary.
This is music to my ears. But with all this talk about food and music, I'm starting to stress about the budget again. How do we keep things affordable without sacrificing the fun?
Engaged AF acknowledges that weddings can be expenses as hell, but they also emphasize that you don't have to break the bank to have an amazing celebration. They offer some really practical tips for managing those wedding finances without losing your shit.
Okay, spill the beans. What's the secret to staying within budget without ending up with a wedding that looks like it was planned on a shoestring?
Well, first they say to be really upfront with your partner and families about your financial limitations. Transparency is key here.
So no hiding credit card debt or secret savings accounts. Got it.
Exactly. Once you're all on the same page financially, you can start prioritizing. What's truly important to you as a couple? Engaged AF is all about making those tough choices and being willing to compromise on certain aspects to make room for the things that really matter.
So, like, if having an open bar is non-negotiable, maybe we scale back on the fancy floral arrangements.
Right. It's about finding that balance and making sure your spending aligns with your values as a couple. And don't be afraid to get creative.
Okay, I'm listening. Give me those creative budget-saving tips.
Engaged AF is all about DIYing when it makes sense. You know, think centerpieces, decorations, even favors. They also suggest considering non-traditional venues like art galleries or parks, which can be way more affordable than those swanky hotels. And don't be afraid to negotiate with vendors. You'd be surprised how much you can save just by asking for a better deal.
I'm starting to feel like we can actually pull this off without ending up in debt for the next decade. But what about after the wedding? I mean, planning a honeymoon can be just as stressful as the wedding itself.
That's a great point, and it leads us to the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore how to plan a honeymoon that feels like a true escape without, you know, adding to the post-wedding stress. We'll be right back after a quick way. I'm just kidding. We're just going to keep rolling with this badass advice.
Okay, let's talk honeymoon. We're all about escaping reality and basking in that newlywed bliss. But how do we plan a trip that doesn't suck the life out of us?
Well, Engaged AF suggests starting with, you guessed it, an honest conversation about your expectations and your budget.
Okay.
Do you envision a relaxing beach vacation, an adventurous backpacking trip, or, you know, something in between?
Ooh, maybe something in between.
Right. And how much can you realistically afford to spend?
Because, let's be real, after dropping a small fortune on the wedding, our bank accounts might be looking a little sad.
Exactly. So Engaged AF stresses the importance of setting a realistic budget and sticking to it. They also suggest getting creative with your destination.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are some creative honeymoon destinations that won't break the bank?
Think, you know, off-the-beaten-path destinations, shoulder-season travel, or even exploring some hidden gems in your own backyard.
Ooh, I like that.
It's about prioritizing experiences over extravagance.
Okay, so, like, instead of jetting off to some overpriced island resort, we could rent a cabin in the woods and spend our honeymoon hiking and stargazing.
Exactly. And don't forget about travel deals and reward programs.
Right.
You know, sign up for those travel newsletters. Use those travel hacking strategies to score sweet discounts and upgrades.
Okay, I'm officially feeling inspired. But with all this planning and decision-making, I'm starting to feel overwhelmed again.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
How do we, like, keep our sanity intact throughout this whole process?
That is a great question. And it leads us to, honestly, the most important advice Engaged AF offers. Remember why you're doing this.
Yeah. Okay. Remind me. Why are we putting ourselves through this?
Right. It's so easy to get lost in the details and the stress. But at the end of the day, this is all about celebrating your love and starting your life together. You know, saying yes to forever with the person who makes your heart sing.
Okay. That's some seriously good advice. But let's be real. Sometimes we need a little extra help staying grounded. What else did they suggest?
Well, they're really big on self-care throughout the entire process.
Self-care, okay.
You know, we're talking bubble baths, meditation, maybe a long walk, anything that helps you de-stress and reconnect with yourself.
So basically, treat ourselves like the queens we are, even when we're, like, knee-deep in wedding planning chaos.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask for help from your partner, your friends, your family. Delegate tasks. Lean on your support system. That is key to surviving this whole crazy adventure.
Okay, I'm feeling way more zen already, but what about after the wedding? Everyone talks about, like, the post-wedding blues. How do we avoid that? How do we keep the good vibes going?
That's a great question, and it leads us to the final chapter of our deep dive, where we'll explore how to transition from, like, engaged life to married life, you know, with grace and intention.
Stay tuned, lovebirds. We're about to drop some serious truth bombs on how to make that happily ever after a reality. Okay, lovebirds, we're back, ready to wrap up this deep dive into wedding planning sanity.
Mm-hmm.
But before we send you off to conquer those to-do lists, we got to talk about life after the big day, because the wedding is just one day, but the marriage, that's forever, you know?
Totally. And Engaged AF doesn't just, like, drop the mic after you say, I do. They have some really insightful advice for navigating that transition from, you know, engaged life to married life. And it's all about intentionality.
Okay, intentionality sounds kind of deep. Break it down for us.
Basically, they emphasize that the habits and the communication patterns you establish during wedding planning will carry over into your marriage.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you're constantly bickering about seating charts or, you know, stressing over every little detail, guess what?
Right.
That shit's not magically going to disappear once you're hitched.
Okay, that's a sobering thought. So what's the antidote to this potential marital poison?
They suggest using this time to consciously build a foundation of open communication, mutual respect, and most importantly, fun.
Okay.
They stress that the wedding planning process can actually be an amazing opportunity to strengthen your bond as a couple, you know, if you approach it with the right mindset.
So we need to stop sweating the small stuff. And just remember that this whole thing is about celebrating our love, not, you know, achieving some impossible standard of perfection.
Exactly. And finding ways to connect with each other, even amidst the chaos, you know, even if it's just 5 minutes of cuddling on the couch after a long day of vendor calls.
5 minutes of peace sounds good to me. Okay, what about those post-wedding blues everyone talks about? How do we avoid that letdown feeling once the excitement wears off?
Well, Engaged AF suggests shifting your focus from planning, like this single event, to building an actual life together.
Okay.
They encourage couples to start thinking about their shared goals and dreams and values.
So less about wedding favors and more about things like, where we want to live or how we want to spend our time or what kind of family we want to create.
Exactly. And they suggest using this time to, you know, create rituals and traditions that will strengthen your bond as a couple long after the wedding cake is eaten.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, that makes sense. But let's be real. Marriage isn't always sunshine and roses, right? How do we navigate those inevitable conflicts and challenges that come with, building a life together?
Communication is key.
Oh, there it is again. Communication.
Right. They suggest creating a safe space where you can both express your needs and feelings without fear of judgment.
So we need to master the art of fighting fair.
Yeah.
No more passive-aggressive bullshit or like storming out of the room.
Exactly. It's about learning to communicate effectively, respectfully, even when things get tough.
Right.
And remembering that, you know, you're on the same team even when it feels like you're on opposite sides of the universe.
Okay, I'm starting to feel like we can actually handle this whole marriage thing. But before we wrap up, let's talk about the Engaged AF magazine. They plug it in the podcast episode, and I'm curious to know if it's worth checking out.
They definitely hype it up as a must-have resource for all things wedding planning. And based on like the quality of their podcast, I'd say it's probably worth a look. But honestly, even without the magazine, I think the biggest takeaway from Engaged AF is that there's no like one-size-fits-all approach to wedding planning or marriage.
So ditch the rule book and create a wedding and a marriage that reflects your unique love story.
Exactly. It's about trusting your instincts, communicating openly, and never losing sight of the fact that this whole journey is about celebrating your love and building a life together.
Damn, that's some seriously good advice. So to all of our badass engaged couples out there, ditch the pressure to conform, embrace the chaos, and remember that this is your love story. Write your own damn rules and create a wedding and a marriage that's as unique and awesome as you are.
Absolutely. And remember, we're here to cheer you on every step of the way.
That's a wrap on this deep dive, lovebirds. Now go out there and plan a wedding and a life that's as badass and beautiful as your love.
Years.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
the
it.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.